Welcome to the J-Plan Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the J-Plan Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The J-Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared toward helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. The goal is not to be a gimmick fitness plan that makes you dependent on a DVD. The idea is to give users a realistic workout regimen that will promote independence and long-term results. This program is for all ages and fitness levels. Jeremy Allen, expert fitness trainer and former professional athlete, has been helping people reach their fitness goals for many years. He even coached a contestant on the hit television show The Biggest Loser to a 100-pound weight loss. She's even kept the weight off to this day. With that being said, Jeremy knows what it takes to lose weight in a healthy way and keep it off for good. And now, on to our show with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. If you're listening in and you're live, thanks for being here. If you are listening in, you probably found us in one of several places. Of course, we replay our radio shows on buildingfortunesradio.com, but we also share our radio shows with a lot of other radio show station host that we have. So you might find us on Amazing Women of Power. We have an Amazing Men of Power section. We have this in several different other places with our friend Bob Adams, as well as some other radio show as well. So you want to check it out in all those different places. But what I wanted to do today was continue a series of interviews we've done with Jeremy Allen. Jeremy is an exceptional individual. He's been really interested in professional sports, succeeded both in college and then also in pro sports, finds that this is the passion to be able to help people with weight loss and personal fitness and, you know, all the personal self-development stuff that also goes around with it as well. And we've enjoyed two radio shows previously. You want to listen to the very first one that we did where Jeremy tells you a little bit more about his story, like how he got involved in this. The second one was also intriguing because we talked about specific tips for weight loss and also kind of sprinkled in that Jeremy was a personal coach for someone who had just left The Biggest Loser, you know, that weight loss contest that's on television, and he helped her continue to lose some weight afterwards through some pretty tragic events, and it's a really heartfelt radio show as well. I know I was like, wow, I can't, you know, that's, you know, sometimes you get, people are dealt with really horrible cards, and sometimes horrible things happen to good people, and she worked her way through it, and with Jeremy's help, being a personal fitness trainer, lost a lot more weight and then also kept it off as well. And I wanted to use the Building Fortunes Radio platform to introduce Jeremy Allen, and not only that, but the J-Plan. You would go to the www.thej, just the letter J, plan.com and be able to see his fitness program. And he's a really exceptional individual because he does a lot of really great things for a small amount of money relative to the value that he asked people to spend. So you can buy, as we spoke before in the last show, his DVD series for like three payments of $29.95 a month and get some personal coaching from him as well after that as well, and really an exceptional value. So a great gentleman, friendly gentleman, and I just want to introduce Jeremy Allen again to, number one, say hi, and then also introduce himself, and then we're going to move into two or three specific topics on this radio show. So, Jeremy, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thanks, Peter. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
And we do this on Sundays because we can – this is a special – you know, it's a nice open time for us as well, but Sundays were a day that you might have been playing football, you know, or weekends or when you're usually playing football. I would gather to imagine that you still watch television every once in a while, football games specifically, so we might be taking you away from a football game on a Sunday. So thanks for being here. So do you still watch football?
Oh, yeah, I do. I watch football on Saturdays, college football, and then I watch Sundays as well. And I'm sure my wife is a little burnt out from it by the time Sunday night comes around. But, yeah, I do. I really enjoy sports and the competitive aspect of things. So it's really fun.
Now, we're going to swing into injuries for a second, but obviously there's a lot of challenges with concussions, you know, or thoughts about challenges with concussions in football players. And it's probably – it's always been an issue, but most people never really thought about it. But when you're dealing with professional sports or any kind of sports, whether you're a kid in high school, cheerleader or something else like that, you can actually get hurt. And some of those things could either be temporary or some of those things could be somewhat permanent. And I know there's a personal fitness trainer. You probably deal with people that have, you know, bad knees or arthritis or cracked stuff or maybe sprained stuff or things like that. How would you work with someone that might have an injury? Or maybe talk about some of the industries of either that you've had or other people have had as well, because the worst thing in the world, I think, is that somebody that wants to stay fit doesn't exercise anymore because they're afraid of injuring something even further, or maybe they just can't. So talk to us a little bit about injuries and then staying fit when you have those injuries or some other disability.
Well, first of all, you want to get with your doctor. If you have anything that's permanent or anything that's life-threatening or that kind of compromises your well-being as far as your life goes, you want to definitely see a physician or something like that. But if you have had, you know, a back problem, a knee problem, a shoulder issue, and it's really been hampering your workout program or your ability or even your motivation to work out, you really want to look at ways that you can still be active and continue to work out. And there are, I mean, even when people are injured, there are still things that you can do to continue to be active and burn calories and, ignite those hormones that you get from working out. So with me, I actually, I talk to the individuals that I train and the individuals that I consult online and say, okay, what are you dealing with here? And from there, you know, if they have a certain issue, we work around that issue and they're still able to reach their fitness goals. They're, you know, it's going to be a little bit different than the average person, but there's going to be ways that we can still stay active and still hit those, you know, the necessary body parts and burn those calories without further injuring yourself. So
let's use an example. Say, for instance, someone, I guess maybe something that might be somewhat common would be a bad knee,
right.
Sprain, you know, arthritis. I guess just either through overwork or, you know, you could be a carpenter or maybe a construction guy and you just got a bum knee or let's, I guess, focus on that. So what would you do if somebody had like a bad knee?
So a bad knee, we would modify the lower body exercises. You know, when it comes to a certain squat, first of all, if you're able to do any sort of squats, that's great. But if you are, say, we're really focused on technique, keeping your weight on your heels, because when you keep your weight on your heels, you alleviate the pain in your knees. We would do, certain motions that do not, leg extensions, things like that, where you really extend the knee and put strain on the knee. We would alleviate those. We would work on your flexibility. I would emphasize stretching pre and post workout. We would do a lot more, things that don't involve a lot of knee bending, but we would do, things, that involve, a modified sort of movement, maybe doing, different things that involve more of the upper body or, that sort of thing. But we would definitely still be able to, for instance, even running, like a lot of people can't run when they have knees that are, bum knees, but they can get on the bike and they can do that, or they can get on the elliptical because it's low impact. So I would advise those sort of things instead of getting out there and running or playing tennis or playing basketball, because that's only going to hurt your knee more. So there's a plethora of different exercises and different suggestions that I would make based on someone with a bad knee. But it's still possible to reach your goals even though you have those issues.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit about the J plan, and how would that work if I said, hey Jeremy, I want to lose weight, I want to get physically fit, I have a bad knee. What would happen? What would my next step be? Because if some people have listened to our previous radio shows, they've heard a little bit more about you, so they already like you, they already see that you're a good guy, you're going to be able to work with them, you have the level of expertise to be able to give them sound advice so they're not hurting themselves in other areas. We're going to talk a little bit about nutrition a little bit further on in this radio show. So what would someone do? What would their first step be? They would go to thejplan.com, order the DVD, and then what would happen next? Or order the course?
For that, we would have a phone call if they're comfortable. If not, we would have an email conversation, or we would do Skype. Whatever that person is most comfortable with, obviously the most the best way is, you know, via the phone or, you know, through like a face-to-face conversation. But if you're living, you know, across the country, that's just not realistic. But a conversation, you know, however that is the first step, especially if you have any sort of injuries that, like that, for sure, because I'm going to be able to say, okay, first of all, don't do lunges or don't run or don't do any sort of exercise. I'm not going to get into all the different exercises that there are, but any exercise is going to damage or hurt your knee further. You know, and that goes for any injury that you have. We would talk about those, and they would make sure that you don't go about doing those exercises, because that's only going to slow up your progress. So the first thing is a conversation. And from the conversation, we'll be able to keep things moving. We'll be able to have a smooth workout. It'll be just like we were in person training. We won't have to, you know, have that time where we're guessing about, you know, what exercises to do and not to do that are going to hurt you. So a conversation, number one, that 9 times out of 10 will fix anything and put us on the right track.
So I buy the series, which is that 3 payments of the $29.95, or mm-hmm. I remember $29.95 or $29.97. So it's like a little bit less than $30. So for like an unbelievably low price, I can get started working with you. So I get the DVDs. We have this conversation. I start watching them, start going through the fitness program. And then also we were speaking a little bit earlier about diet, because obviously I guess you could, you know, you could try to do as many things on one side of the, I'll use the term scale, like through fitness. But if you're sitting there and it's right after Halloween and you're sitting there and you got 12 pounds of chocolate that you're going to be consuming over the, you know, next 4 or 5 days, I guess it might negate some of the hard work you're doing on one side of the scale, kind of like blowing it on the other side of the scale. So I know we're going to talk a little bit more about nutrition after the break as well, but talk to us a little bit about the blending between the physical stuff and then the stuff you might put in your mouth.
Wow, it goes hand in hand, and, you know, more and more people are learning about nutrition and the importance of a healthy diet. And that's what I preach. And I don't want to say preach like I just preach things, but, you know, we have a nutritional guideline that offers meal suggestions by the day. Also have a bonus when you sign up. There's 500-calorie meals that you can make on your own that are completely healthy, you know, and they fill you up, and you can make these, and there's recipes, and it's awesome. We also have a nutritional cheat sheet that you'll get, which basically gives you the ingredients and the contents, fat, protein, carbohydrates of almost any food that you can think of. You know, any food you can get. So, and then we also have a food log that you get, which is I feel like that's one of the most crucial things. It's a basic concept that I've been doing since I've been training. But anybody knows that if you write things down, that takes things to another level as far as your ability to track and to be accountable. So we have all those tools in addition to, you know, my own personal, when we talk, our own personal suggestions. But I have all those tools included in the J-Plan. So you have a food log, you have a nutritional cheat sheet, you have 12 mouth-watering recipes, and you also have a whole nutritional guideline section that you'll be able to download as well. So it's pretty much, if you want to do it, if you have some discipline — I'm not going to say to take discipline, but if you have some discipline, you have everything you need from the nutrition side to reach your goals.
Excellent. Okay, good. We're going to focus a little bit more on nutrition right after the break. You're listening to Jeremy Allen on Building Fortunes Radio. We're talking about the J-Plan. Go to jplan.com, and we're going to be right back.
You've been listening to the J-Plan Radio Show, brought to you by the J-Plan on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mugel. This special segment can be heard again anytime with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The J-Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared toward helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. You can learn more by going to the website www.thejplan.com. That's www.thejplan.com. Through the link on the J-Plan Show segment on buildingfortunesradio.com. For many years, the J-Plan has been helping individuals achieve the fit and healthy bodies they've always wanted. Our special guest, Jeremy Allen, has an extensive background in fitness and wellness as a personal trainer and is one of our favorite experts on Building Fortunes Radio. Tune in often and listen to Jeremy. Visit buildingfortunesradio.com and click on the J Plan Radio Show link to learn more and to hear our archived radio shows. Thanks for listening to the J Plan Radio, and now back to our show.
Okay, thanks for listening in. You're listening to My Name. My name is Peter Mingles. We're on Building Fortunes Radio, buildingfortunesradio.com. We're working with Jeremy Allen. He's a personal fitness trainer, previously a professional and a college athlete. Overall, really, you know, just a great guy. If you can get down to the gym and work out with him specifically, that would be great, but unfortunately that doesn't fit everybody's schedule. We have a nationwide show, a global audience perhaps, and people can sometimes, they can do the next best thing, would be to kind of do some of this stuff on their own. So you want to go to thejplan.com, the J, just the letter J, like Jeremy, plan.com, and be able to take advantage of the great things that he offers. Jeremy, we're coming up to the holiday time, where, you know, we just passed the candy thing over in Thanksgiving. Now we're moving on to Thanksgiving, which is a natural tendency for people to visit lots of people's homes and probably eat a little bit too much. People are interested in slimming down. They don't want to gain weight. And then, of course, Christmas is another one of those holidays, New Year. So this is a really tough time of year for people that are focused on losing weight or trying to keep their weight down. So do you have any helpful hints, just generically, besides, you know, don't eat everything you see, or maybe smaller portions? Do you have any tips for, like, survival during these holiday months where, you know, it's getting a little bit colder, you're not outside as much, et cetera?
Definitely. I would say continue to be active throughout the holidays, because what people tend to do is they cash in. They say, oh, you know, people are going to be bringing sweets into work. They're going to be bringing them to the house, and we're going to be eating and drinking and all that, and I'm just going to throw my cards in and wait till the new year. I really challenge people not to do that, because once the new year comes, you're just setting yourself up for a longer road ahead of yourself. So first thing I would say is continue to stay active through the holidays. You know, plan your meals. Like, so you know you're going to have on those meals that you know that you're going to have, like Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve or Christmas, all those meals pre-planned. So if you know you're going to have a huge meal, you know, at 2 o'clock, make sure you don't eat a huge breakfast, or make sure you don't eat a huge dinner, and make sure, you know, you get a good workout in the day before or the morning of. You know, a lot of people do these turkey trots or walks. That's a great way to, you know, kind of cancel out some of those calories that you take in. So another thing is to drink water, drink, you know, a couple glasses of water before each meal. If you do that, that'll give you a little more feeling of fullness before you go overindulge. And, you know, that will kind of help out with, you know, that feeling of, oh, man, I'm so hungry. Now I'm just going to eat everything in sight. So that's just kind of an old trick there. But the biggest thing I would say is stay active throughout the holidays and plan for those big, big meals. So I'm not going to say don't eat or don't, you know, have a good time and enjoy all of it. But I'll say just kind of plan for it and stay active throughout those holidays.
Excellent. Okay, next, let's talk a little bit about nutrition, because if there's a, you know, there's marketing in the grocery stores or wherever else you might be eating, and then there's real nutrition. And what I mean by marketing is, you know, you go into the grocery store and a lot of things say low fat or zero calories or stuff like that. And I found that a lot of that stuff is a little bit on the misleading side, because low fat
right.
might mean high sugar, you know, or low
exactly.
fat or something. One thing might lead to another. And I had no idea. I used to, and I still do, I like canned soup. So I'm a canned soup kind of guy, because it's quick and it's easy and it's not too messy. I can have the whole thing done. I eat functionally. I'm not so much an emotional eater. I just need something to keep mm-hmm. me going sometimes. And I was buying the creamy stuff, and I was looking at it, and I was like, wow, what, 9 grams versus 4, 13 grams, or some of them, like 27 grams worth of fat. And I'm like, well, I know some fat is good, but not that much. From one can of soup, that's a lot. So just by switching and just learning how to read labels really made a big difference. And not that that would replace mm-hmm. exercise, but that would just be so many less calories or bad stuff that I'm putting in my body. So let's talk a little bit about that stuff. So give us some tips.
You know, as far as, like, just, you know, reading labels and things like that?
reading labels, or what's some of the goals? Like, for instance, like people sometimes they see, oh, I'm going to pick the low-fat one. You know,
right,
so they'll
right,
pick
right.
low-fat something. So that's the marketing guys that are trying
right.
to get you to buy that product. But the marketing right. guys aren't necessarily the nutrition guys. So
exactly.
talk to us a little bit about, like, what are the dangers of always grabbing that low-fat thing? What is the compromise?
The compromise is usually sugar, you know, or, you know, it could be sugar or just overall calories, or if you look at low-fat, they're going to be compensating in some way to make up for the taste. And because people, they know that if it's nasty and it tastes disgusting, you know, no matter what they put on the label, people are going to buy it. So if they can get you on the low-fat but have high sugar, then, okay, we at least got those people that care about the fat. And people don't really talk about sugar as much as they should because, you know, basically sugar is, it's a good thing to have, but if you have an extra amount of sugar, that's going to eventually turn into stored fat anyway because basically sugar is a carbohydrate, and carbohydrates that you don't use for energy turn into stored fat. And a lot of people don't know that because it's a long chain. It's not just fat. When people see fat, oh, fat is just bad. But good fat is a great thing. And we all need some fat, but it's not as bad as having a crazy amount of sugar. So I would say look at – you want things that are balanced. I would say if you have, you know, single digits to low double digits, like 10 or 12 grams of anything is okay. You know, I would say if it's, if it's single digits, it's awesome. But look at the sugar and the fat calories when you look at all that sort of stuff. Also, people could be really weary of this whole all-natural craze because, you know, nowadays people are using all-natural as a great selling point. And if everything was all-natural, we'd be eating out in a forest bush somewhere. There's always some sort of processing or some sort of way that it's somewhat, you know, made for, you know, civilization to get it. If it needs to go to us through the store, it's not all natural. And there's going to be some stipulations for that. So now people are just seeing something that says all natural, and they're like, oh, this is great for you. It's all natural. But the reality is it's not, you know, the greatest thing for you. So I would say still be mindful, you know, of the products that you put in your body, even though it says, quote, unquote, all natural, because they're using that
right.
as a selling tool.
What about sweeteners? You know, when you if you start looking at labels, you'll start to look that almost everything has sugar in it. Like almost everything
right.
has sugar in it. I guess I really do think that whatever most of us are probably addicted to sugar, whether we realize it or not. It's just
right.
it's all over the place, and it's not just on cereal; it's all over the place. So, what's your opinion on not just sugar, but also artificial sweeteners like the you know, the sweet and low or the pink stuff, the yellow stuff, relative to those are and their impact on you, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing?
You know, artificial sweeteners are interesting. You know, there are a lot of different products that are out that, you know, their artificial sweeteners are around because they want to make sure they keep the calories low. Because if you have a lot of sugar or natural sugar, the calories automatically go up. So there's been a lot. I mean, it's probably the most researched thing on the market is picking the right sweetener and more specifically non-caloric sweeteners. So sweeteners that don't have a ton of calories and sweeteners that actually don't have calories at all. That's what it comes down to. So I would say, you know, you could do your own research on that, but most non-caloric sweeteners that are, you know, available now aren't going to kill you. And, you know, that's probably where you get the all-natural thing. We use, you know, natural sugar or whatever. But natural sugar is also, you put weight on with natural sugar too, table sugar. You know, it's just, I would say when it comes to the sweeteners, just really, you know, everybody's different. But, you know, do your own research. But, really look at, you know, where it's coming from, who's the manufacturer and all that sort of thing, because it's one of those really controversial subjects because people feel like, you know, you should have, you know, natural sugar, which is almost impossible to get completely natural sugar without, you know, compromising in calories or fat. So that's a tough subject, but I would say if you, you know, just really look at the overall product, look for where it comes from, and do your own research, you should be okay.
Right, okay. Now, relative to snacking, because lots of people get snacking, especially if they're, well, lots of people snack, and especially if they're around the computer a lot. You know, it's late at night, you're kind of, you know, you're sitting there doing whatever you might be doing on the computer, you're going to go, you know, grab a chip or something along that line. And it's real easy to kind of just, you know, have a soda and some chips, and all of a sudden you're, anything you were trying to save during the week or during the day is all going to be blown based on these types of snacks. So do you have any recommendations for snacks so you're a little bit healthy, you're in between, you're hungry rather, you're in between meals? What are healthy snacks that you can grab that don't make you always feel like a rabbit? You know, you can't have so many carrots. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so many carrots you can eat before you get bored of carrots. So
right. Well, if you're out with that,
give us some ideas on some healthy snacks.
Healthy snacks. So first of all, if you're going to do something where it's rabbit-like, so you have a bag of something and not rabbit-like. If you have like a bag of chips or a bag of something like that, you know, or I'm not going to say chips, but say pretzels or almonds or something like that, those can be good snacks if you proportion those. So like you portion them out and you put them in a bag and say, this is the amount of almonds that I'm going to have for my snack, rather than taking the whole bag. So first of all, almonds are great, or nuts in general, as long as they're not too salted, they're great snacks. Also, if you got a nice low sugar protein bar, you know, from a respected company, they can be very effective in giving you the right amount of nutrition and protein while you're still on the go. Also, if you have an apple, those are easy to carry around. They can take a beating and they're still good. That's awesome. Grapes are good if you, like you said, portion them out so you're not eating the whole bag of grapes. Raisins, same thing. So those are like, you know, a meal replacement shake is awesome too. As long as the sugar isn't too high and it's, you know, a nutritious and, you know, it's not, you know, a ton of calories. So I would say protein shakes and bars, if you can have those on the go, portioned out, almonds and nuts. Also, fruit is great, like apples and grapes as well. So those are probably six good options that you can have for snacks in between your major meals.
Excellent. Okay, we're winding down. We're almost finished. We're going to be back next week during the same time. We'll have another topic for you as well. You're listening to Jeremy Allen on Building Fortunes Radio. We have a radio show that we're doing with him right now called The J Plan. So you want to go to thejplan.com and then also check out his very special segment on Building Fortunes Radio. Jeremy, delightful as usual. Thanks for being on our radio show. Thanks for giving us some tips. We need this for survival purposes, I'm sure, around the holidays as well. And we're going to catch you next week. Thanks for being here.
Awesome. Thank you.
You've been listening to the J Plan Radio Show, brought to you by the J Plan on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingle. Thanks for listening. For many years, the J Plan has been helping individuals achieve the fit and healthy bodies they've always wanted. Go to www.thejplan.com to learn more and always listen in to Building Fortunes Radio, where our special host Jeremy Allen shares crucial information about how to effectively create a healthy lifestyle for the long term. The J Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared towards helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. So listen in, get inspired, and learn how to realistically create a healthier lifestyle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more of the J Plan segments with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingle. And check out www.thejplan.com. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Jeremy, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.